And a good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Spring has come, obviously. You need only step outside to be shown that. The swallows have returned to Capistrano. The vultures have returned to Hinckley, Ohio. And the northern spring migration is underway. The birds do not pay strict attention to the calendar, of course, but one of the major triggers for migration is the amount of daylight, and the equinox is a checkpoint in that measure. Anyway, one of the first of the birds to move north and arrive in our area is also one of the smallest. Almost any day now, any time now, you're apt to see and hear a blue-gray gnatcatcher. This little bird is as dapper as he is unassuming. A tiny, slender mite, not 5 inches long, and a lot of that tail. This gnatcatcher is blue-gray above and white below, with a black tail lined on the edges with white. Peterson's observation that this bird looks like a miniature mockingbird is right on target. In its habits, the gnatcatcher is more warbler-like, flitting and fidgeting among the tree branches. The nest is a miniature piece of art, a small, handsome, lichen-covered cup, lined with soft grasses, and sometimes anchored with spider webs. The nest is usually built on a horizontal branch early in the spring, before the trees are fully leafed out, making it easy to spot. The bird itself, though small, is easy to see too, again because of the lack of leaves, and because it usually betrays its presence by its thin, buzzy, insect-like call. So listen and watch for the blue-gray gnatcatcher, an early bird of spring.